All right. Fantastic Friday, beloved. It's great to have spent this whole week, every morning with you, sharing in God's Word. And so this Friday, we are in Hosea chapter 4, and accusations against Israel and its priests are cited by God. The priesthood is accused of causing Israel's failure to abide by their covenant with God. And so let's go ahead and begin. God's saving word again for this week has been mercy and forgiveness. Let us begin in Hosea chapter 4. The Lord says, "Let no one accuse the people or reprimand them. My complaint is against you priests. Day and night you blunder on, and the prophets do no better than you. I'm going to destroy Israel, your mother. My people are doomed because they do not acknowledge me. You priests have refused to acknowledge me and have rejected my teaching, so I reject you and will not acknowledge your sons as my priests. The more you priests there of the priests, the more of you priests there are, the more you sin against me. And so I will turn your honor into disgrace. You grow rich from the sins of my people, and so you want them to sin more and more. You will suffer the same punishment as the people. I will punish you and make you pay for the evil you do. You will eat your share of the sacrifices, but still be hungry. You will worship the fertility gods, but still have no children, because you have turned away from me to follow other gods." The Lord says, "Wine, both old and new, is robbing my people of their senses. They ask for revelations from a piece of wood. A stick tells them what they want to know. They have left me. Like a woman who becomes a prostitute, they have given themselves to other gods. At sacred places in the mountaintops, they offer sacrifices, and on the hills, they burn incense under tall, spreading trees, because the shade is so pleasant. As a result, your daughters serve as prostitutes, and your daughters-in-law commit adultery. Yet I will not punish them for this, because you yourselves go off with temple prostitutes, and together with them you offer pagan sacrifices. As the proverb says, a people without sense will be ruined. And though you people of Israel are unfaithful to me, may Judah not be guilty of the same thing. Don't worship at Gilgal or at Beth Haven, or make promises there in the name of the living Lord. The people of Israel are as stubborn as mules. How can I feed them like lambs in a meadow? The people of Israel are under the spell of idols. Let them go their own way. After drinking much wine, they delight in their prostitutions, preferring disgrace to honor. They will be carried away by the wind, and they will be ashamed of their pagan sacrifices." Today's key verse is Hosea chapter 4, verse 9. The Lord says to the priests, "I will punish you and make you pay for the evil you do." You know, back in Leviticus, God gave a responsibility to the priests. They were responsible for educating the people of God. But in Hosea's time, the priests have neglected their duties and have allowed the people to go, as the Lord says, a whoring after other gods. And so the priests who failed in their duty to teach the true word of God are going to suffer the same consequences as the people do. Let's pray. Holy God, I acknowledge you as the one true God. I seek to follow and obey your teachings. Guide me this day as I seek to grow in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, that brings our time this week to an end. All these days have gone past quickly, haven't they? We will be back next Monday for Hosea chapter 6, where the people they repent, but their repentance is insincere. All right, but before then, I truly look forward to seeing all of you in church or on the Zoom call. God bless you, and just enjoy the wonderful life that God has provided for you as His dear children. God bless.